Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. My quote about identifying the rulers of society by discovering who it is you're not permitted to criticize, often falsely attributed to Voltaire, is in the news again, this time in Australia. It seems a politician quoted my statement, placing it over Voltaire's name instead of mine, and now all his enemies are whooping it up in the media because he was really quoting an evil racist and supposed criminal like me. I'll talk more about that in the last half of today's show. But first, let's talk about the holiday that we're supposed to be celebrating this week, Thanksgiving. Some families still make giving thanks, that is, literally giving personal testimony of what one is truly thankful for, a part of their Thanksgiving Day celebrations. I think that's a tradition worth preserving. Since circumstances prevent me from being with my family this Thanksgiving weekend, I am going to share my testimony of gratitude with my radio family. So, what am I thankful for? I am thankful for my sweetheart, Vanessa. Without my Vanessa, my life would be empty of joy, and hope would be just a word, a dark word etched with irony. With my bright and beautiful and playful Vanessa, there is joy and hope and possibilities unending. With my honorable and good Vanessa, who believes in our race's destiny as I do, our work for the Alliance and the only cause that really matters is more than added together. It is multiplied. When the vermin with $250 million in the bank tried to break us up, Vanessa stood up to them by believing in me, by giving me the real love I had been denied for so long and needed so much, by sharing our dreams and fighting the slings and arrows together, by believing in what is right and just, and standing up bravely for it. She has inspired and restored me and made everything else possible. Thank you, Vanessa, for being part of my life, and may I always live so as to deserve you. I am thankful for my parents, my step-parent, and for the family into which I was born. My parents gave me life and nurtured me and taught me my earliest lessons. My extended family and my ancestors made me what I am, and what I am defines my purpose in this world. Nothing trumps that bond. But in my case, there is more, much more. When the system tried to destroy me and the lives of my children, my mother and stepfather bravely and honorably stepped into the breach and gave my three what they needed to remain safe and well and whole. And it wasn't easy. I can never repay you for all the good that you have done, but I can honor and thank you. I am thankful for my children. Not only are you exemplary children, my son, my daughter, intelligent and fair, honorable and true, strong and resilient, imaginative and creative, but you are a part of my heart that shines within me every day. I am so proud of you. You have taught me what is really important in life, which I didn't expect. Once I thought I would do all the teaching, but I was wrong. There was also a time when I thought the slimy bastards would make it so I could never see you again. I am so, so grateful that they failed. To my younger son, my autistic son, you have also taught me. Through you, I have learned that there is more than one way to look at the world, that insights can be gained when you turn the prism at an unexpected angle. I am also grateful for the part of your spirit that shines right through your illness. I am thankful I found the help and the strength I needed to survive the gulag. There were times in there when I didn't know if I was going to make it. Times when I was openly threatened with death. Times when I was physically attacked. Times when I was locked for months on end in a filthy hole so small I could touch the opposing walls without even stretching my arms. Stuck 24/7 next to a sick, sick man who cursed and gibbered and drooled and wallowed in his own body fluids all day and all night, and whom the even sicker guards delighted in torturing with electric prods. And that was far from the worst thing I experienced in there. But because of an inner strength I found somewhere inside me, and because of my faith in myself and our cause, and because of the goodness of my family and friends and the kindnesses of strangers, I survived and got through it all. I thank the friends who sent me endless books and magazines and letters, the family members who sent me books and pictures and letters and drawings, and a crossword puzzle almost every day. The trustee who found my belongings, including my vitamins and medicine, after a sadistic guard had stolen them from me and returned them to me at great risk to himself. The fellow inmate who helped protect me when I was threatened. To the staff members who did respect me and treat me like a human being, and many more. To all of you, and you know who you are, I am grateful, and I thank you. I am thankful for my mentors. Without you, I wouldn't be half the man I am. To my middle school history teacher, I am so grateful you opened my mind to the greatness of our European heritage and to the absurdity of the lies of those who were and are attacking it. To Richard Cotton and Revelo Oliver and William Pierce, I thank you for expanding my mind, for teaching me real history and philosophy, for helping me see the big picture of what life in this universe is really all about, and for giving me living examples of indomitable courage in fighting the dishonorable foe. I am deeply grateful for the lessons you taught me. I am thankful for my friends. My friends. My friends. I am so grateful to you. It is really beyond words and more than I deserve what you have done for me. You have done so much that this section could become a whole program in itself, so I will just touch on a few highlights and briefly summarize even them. You kept me sane while they were trying to destroy me. You helped support my family while I could not do so. You helped me and my children live when they destroyed my livelihood. You gave me a chance to do good work for the cause again and restore my reputation. You helped me legally challenge what the bastards have done to me. I can never thank you enough. The work I am now doing is in many ways my monument to your faith and your kindness. I could not do it without you. I am thankful for the National Alliance, that there is now, again, a vehicle, a living group of men and women working every day to save our precious, beautiful, creative race, and once again advance it, moving ever upward toward what it was meant to be, is very, very important and valuable to me. It gives me hope for the future. It gives me reason to believe that my work will live on, will be continued, will be advanced far beyond where I have taken it after I am gone. I am so thankful that the principles needed for building the future society our race must build were discovered and codified, expanded and expounded in the principles and publications of the Alliance. I am thankful for Will Williams and his wife, Sveta. Chairman Will Williams leads the Alliance now. His wife, Sveta, has given up any semblance of a normal private life, of relaxed enjoyment of the fruits of their mutual labors. She has worked very hard and endured great stresses as she has stood by her man, as he makes a Herculean effort to make the Alliance into a real white community, the white vanguard of the future. And what can I say of Will? He is pouring all his time and energy, more than he can spare, more than a man of his age could normally be expected to even have, and a huge part of his own life savings, so that the Alliance can succeed. He is fighting on every level, fighting legal battles, building and rebuilding physical infrastructure, inspiring people to do more, leading by example, writing and publishing, finding volunteers and donors, dealing with the disastrous aftermath of years of looting and neglect, and much, much more. Let me express my gratitude simply. Without Will Williams, there would be no National Alliance. As Will himself likes to say, fact. I am thankful for our members and supporters. It is also true that without you and your unselfish work and donations, the National Alliance could not exist. I know that a few of you have been tithing, or more than tithing, so that we can succeed. I know that sometimes I am so busy that I fail to answer your calls and letters promptly, and I apologize for that. But never, ever think that I do not appreciate the hours from your precious life that you have volunteered to help us, or the money you have given, which also represents endless hours of your labor, hours of your life that you can never get back. I am deeply, deeply grateful for your support. By working together, both your life and mine become meaningful. By working together, we ensure that our new white world will be the home of future generations of our folk.
American Dissident Voices.
Earlier today, the newspapers and wire services were alive with a story about an Australian Conservative senator named Cory Bernardi, who had, like thousands of people have innocently done, published a supposed quote from Voltaire. "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize." The quote was actually a paraphrase of something I wrote in 1993. Here's how the newspaper The Australian put it. Quote, "Cory Bernardi, normally as reliable as a Swiss clock, the senator tweeted this a few days back. To know who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. Voltaire. The answer is pretty obvious, isn't it?" As it transpires, the quote is an adaptation of something said by Kevin Alfred Strom, who, as summarized by Wikipedia, is an American white nationalist, neo-Nazi, Holocaust denier, white separatist, jailed for possession of child pornography. Close quote. The Sydney Morning Herald, Britain's Guardian, and at least a dozen other newspapers published articles about the supposed gaffe, with all of them calling me a racist, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, or the like, and many of them repeating or even imaginatively expanding upon the false charges the government made against me several years ago. I immediately wrote a corrective letter to each of the newspapers I mentioned and a few others, and additionally tried to enter a comment in their comment section if they had one. Here's what I wrote. Quote, "I'm Kevin Alfred Strom, the author of the quote. I do oppose the looming genocide of the European race, so perhaps in the eyes of certain moneyed groups, that is enough to earn the appellation neo-Nazi. It's not a term I'd use. I am not now and have never been guilty of any crime against children, contrary to the utterly false assertions of The Guardian and the Sydney Morning Herald, who actually have so little regard for the truth that they call me a quote-unquote child pornographer and even publish a mocking graphic to that effect. As I made clear in open court during my politically motivated trial, the only thing I am guilty of was having disgusting images planted on my computer by other people, with the collusion of an agent of the rogue U.S. Secret Police Agency, the so-called Joint Terrorism Task Force, and a vicious ex-wife who was, by her own admission, sharing the agent's bed. My harrowing experience is proof of the truth of my assertion in the quote. I dared to criticize those who cannot be criticized, the same ones who are engineering our genocide." Close quote. In no case were my letters or comments published, or even acknowledged. The Jewish system tried to destroy me and erase my life's work, and they failed. Maybe they should work on erasing Voltaire's works, too. After all, he's the man who said that the Jews, quote, spread an irreconcilable hatred against all nations, close quote. And that really is a quote from Monsieur Voltaire. Take that, Semites. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. I want to send each of you our beautiful full-color illustrated booklet explaining the purpose of the Alliance. In this booklet, you can read about our program to save our race and secure a future for white children. It's entitled Building a New White World. To receive your copy, simply visit natall.com/booklet. That's natall.com/booklet. Or send $3, $6 outside the U.S. and Canada to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Once again, that's $3, $6 outside the U.S. and Canada to Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We're on the air every week, and our news site is updated many times every day at nationalvanguard.org. We also have a forum where you can meet, talk, learn, and share with others, whitebiocentrism.com. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have